Hello, 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 and welcome to another Fabulous Friday with your favorite friends on the 6 Eyes Radio Network right here, AJ and the Squad in the Queen's Court. Yay, us! Sit back, relax. We have a great show for you, but as always, keeping God first, a prayer with Evangelist Clayton.
Most gracious Father God Almighty, we come to you humble as we know how this evening, God. Another day, God, that you have blessed us beyond measures, Father God. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, we come, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. God, that you purge and cleanse us and renew that right spirit within us, God. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, we're standing on your word, Father God, because without you, Heavenly Father, we can do nothing, Father God. And Lord, we can't make it on our own, God. Without you holding our hands, Father God, and seeing us through, Father God, obstacles, situation, and circumstances, God, beyond man's control, God. Lord, we look to the hill to which has come all of our help, and all of our help comes from you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you for guiding us, Father God, on that path of righteousness for your name's sake. And even though, God, we go through some valleys, God, we go through some dark places, God, we go through obstacles, situations, and circumstances, we go through overwhelming, Father God, we go through hurt and pain, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, but we know, God, you are with us wheresoever that we go, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, God. Lord, because without you, Lord, we can do nothing. But, Lord, with you, we can do all things, God, through you that strengthens us, God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for another opportunity you have given, Father God, on this 23rd day of February 2024. For this is a day, Lord, that you have made, God. Bless us in this day to be rejoiced for and to be glad in it, Father God. For I was glad, God, when you said, let us go into the house of the Lord to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we just want to tell you thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, we want to thank you, God, for AJ and the squad in Queen's Court tonight, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We want to thank you, Father God, for one moment next, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. No other help that we know, God, but we give you the glory, we give you the praise, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for this network, 6 Eyes Radio Network, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, we just want to tell you, thank you, Heavenly Father, for looking now, God, upon your children tonight, God. Father God, and hearing our humble cry, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Look down upon those, God, hearts that are alive. Look down on those, Father God, that have had surgery, God. Father God, look down on those that are winners tonight, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, God, that you are our healer and our deliverer tonight. We know that you are our mind regulator and our heart fixer tonight. We know you are that bridge over troubled water, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We know, God, that you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, Father God. You are our rose of Sharon and our lily of the valley, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are that bright and shining star, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, no other help that we know, but all our help coming from you, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, look down upon the speaker tonight, Father God. You know who she is, God. And what she stands in the need of, Father God. So according to your will, Father God, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, and light in the darkness, God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We know that you're able, God, to do it, God. You have proven it time and time again, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And what the enemy meant for bad, Father God, you took it, God, and you turn it around, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we give you all glory and all praise, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. You told us, Father God, to acknowledging you, and you shall direct our path, Father God. And Father God, you brought us through accidents, Father God. Hurt, harm, danger, Father God. You brought us through high and low blood pressure, Father God. You brought us through sugar diabetes, Father God. You brought us through, Father God, asthma, God. You brought us through, Father God, COVID-19, Father God. You brought us through RSV, Father God, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. We know, God, that you brought us out of danger, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You saw beyond what we can see, God, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. God, do it, Father God. And we'll be so honored to give you the glory, Father God. Father God, we just want to tell you, thank you, God. Thank you, Father God, for the squad tonight, God. You know who they are and what they stand in the need of, Father God. Meet every need according to your will, Father God. Financially, spiritually, psychologically, mental, and emotionally, God. Do it, God, and we'll be so honored to give you the praise, God. They died upon AJ, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, his household, his son, Father God, his grandbaby, Father God, his daughter-in-law, Father God, do it, God, and we'll be so honored to glorify your name. Look down, Father God, on Queen tonight, Father God, Journey, Father God, Amari, Father God, do it for him, God, like you say that you would, God. Look down, Father God, on Miss Pride and Joy, Father God. Look down on Ayana, Father God, and Mahogany tonight, God. You know who they are, what they're standing in need of, Father God. Look down, Father God, on Sister Destiny, Father God. Look down, Father God, on Yami tonight, God. You know who they are, Brother Maurice, God. Do it like you say that you would, God. Trust in a special way, Father God. Look down on the special callers, God, that's calling in, Father God, to come and support AJ and the squad in Queen's Court, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, continue to increase, Father God. Continue that you show up and you show out, Father God. Continue to make it greater, Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. We know that you're able, God, to do all things, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Look down, Father God, on Brother Tony, Father God, and God's Father, Father God. Do it for him, Father God, for Brother Samaji, God. You know who they are and what they stand in the need of, God. Do it, God. God, we love you, God, and we appreciate you, God. We appreciate you upholding us with your right hand. Look down on my spiritual sons and daughters, God. You know who they are and what they stand in the need of. Move like you said that you would, God. Heal like you say that you would. Deliver like you say that you would, Father God. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. Do it, Father God, for the fivefold ministry. Do it for every clergyman and woman, God. Do it for every workman in the kingdom of God, God. Do it for every church, Father God, every auxiliary, God. Do it, Father God, for every neighborhood, God. Every community, Father God. Every hunger, God. Every prison, Father God. Do it, Father God, for every nursing home. St. Jude Hospital, God, do it, God. Do it for every cancer patient, God. Move in a way, God, like no other, God. We know that you're able, God, to do it, Father God. Father God, continue to reign, rule, and abide in thee, God. Father God, and continue to move us, Father God, on levels that you have, Father God, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we take it not for granted, God, but we ask for your increase, God. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, bless thee above all that we ask or think, God. Show up and you show out, God. Speak, God, like you never spoke before, God. And Lord, we'll be so honored to give you the glory, give you the praise, God. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ, that we ask and that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome. Sit back and relax and watch what we got for you tonight, another exciting show. So thank you all for being here, and let the show begin. Welcome, everyone. It's that time. It's that time. It's Friday.
Mm-hmm. Good evening, America, to each and every one of you. May God bless you and may he be with you. You are now tuned in to another phenomenal episode of AJ and the Squad. along with the Queen here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Enjoy the show, everyone.
I see her over here. Standing across the street.
Hey, Dad. I'm going to be a good Samantha. I'm going to help her.
All right, Dad. Well, take your time. Be sure you look across the street both ways.
All right. I'm over here. Nothing coming. Hey, ma'am. Hey, ma'am. How you doing there, boy? Hi. I'm doing good. How you doing? I'm doing okay. Just trying to make it on across these roads with these bags. What? Let me help you out. Oh, how kind of you there, boy. You're a nice young man. Yep, you know what I mean? Always willing to help out. That's what it's all about. You know, helping people out. And things like that. I got a question. Have you heard about AJ and the squad along with Queen's Court Friday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time?
I don't know nothing about that, dude. What's that you got on your T-shirt?
Oh, yeah, I'm a big fan of Two-Piece. You know, he gave me this shirt to walk around with, you know, kind of advertising for AJ and the squad.
That does sound good, dear boy. Oh, so how do I tune on with these people?
Well, the best thing is, you got Facebook? I mean, I know, I don't want to be disrespectful.
Yeah, I got Facebook, my grandchildren. Yeah, they got Facebook, too. They need some type of encouragement, some resources.
But AJ and the squad is the best way to go. You know, go on Facebook, look in your search engine, and put AJ in the squad. And then, you know, it's a whole lot of stuff up there. Like history stuff, American history, you know, different resources and stuff like that. And, you know, you being an elder, you know, you can come on and tell the story of your life and carry somebody.
Well, that sounds good, boy. I think, how do I do that?
Well, once you go to the page, you know, you can post a comment or send a message. And then, you know, the queen will get it and one of the squad members get it and they'll be in contact with you. And, you know, if you want to check out one of our shows, just go to the features section. Right here from AJ the Squad on Facebook.
Well, that did sound good. I shall thank you for it. And do they got something coming on tonight?
Yes, ma'am. Every Friday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Queen's Court, every first Friday of every month. Press, skits, and all types of stuff. Who knows? You might be on a skit.
Well, I guess I ain't doing nothing. I tune in 8:30, you say, huh?
That's right. 8:30. So you can come on in. Six Eyes Radio Network, AJ and the Squad. It's the hottest.
Sounds good. I need you.
Yeah, they got milkshake. Press that one. Get that milkshake. And make sure you put your phone on mute when you're done. They say I'm complete.
Sounds good.
Money flowing, but we all still struggling. Yeah. Day one stabbed me in my back, still recovering. Uh-huh. Lies on their lips, pull them out, they get stuttering. Yeah. Stare in your face, even swear on they mother them. Mm. Yeah, all that glitters and gold. Trust me, it's the same pain when you cry in the road. Don't let things be the thing that you love, that's flawed. And them people could leave, but we still got God.
Yeah.
I'm grateful.
Father, thank you for it, saying my life. I realize I don't need anything, I need you by my side, shining light, I follow, oh Lord, I try to pretend I can do without you, but I'll be out of my mind, doing things my way, losing faith, just living life blind, I don't want this life no more.
why I glow. That's the reason why these shows pack out every row. Why I'm pissing off my phone. There's a reason why I'm chose. He my number one uno, greatest one you know. Created in the dimmest little floor, but I do know that I try and only getting better. Come for him is big rep.
Wait, I told y'all he was still working on me.
I keep forgetting into this people.
That was We Can't Forget Him by Bobby Storm, Friday, and Dream Doll. Hello, each and every one of you. My name is Mr. Anthony. I am the president of the nonprofit organization One Mobile Services. That is WUN, what you need, mobile services. Here at One Mobile, our mission is to bring everyday essential goods to our neighbors and communities and to those who are not mobile. We also envision a world where the immobile will have equal opportunity and access to essential goods in accordance with the needs of all. If you would like to help us to continue to help others, please send your charitable donations to $WUNMOBILEINC. That is the Cash App, One Mobile Inc. You can be assured that your contribution will make the difference in someone's life. They thank you, and we thank you as well. May God bless each and every one of you. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of A-Thing in the Squad in the Queen's Court. How's everybody doing this evening?
Hi, everybody. We got a night. Yeah.
Phone lines are now open, 244-239-617. Remember, press that 1. Wait till it says you're now in the host queue, and Queen will get right to you and open up your mic. God bless you.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Evangelist Clayton. Thank you, AJ, and thank you, Two Piece, for an outstanding opening. As always, let's open up some mics. Open up some mics.
Open Get up into these mental checks. See how everybody's doing around America right now. And remember, as we say around here, it's okay to say you're not okay.
Just tell somebody.
Exactly, and it's safe to tell us.
That's right, because we're going to talk to you.
And if
we
you don't
help,
know,
we're
going to
find somebody
who
can.
That part.
All right, so if you press 1, your mic is open already. We're going to start with our queens, as always. This is the queen, calling out North Carolina, and all I can say is I'm good. I'm here. I'm good. Things around me are great. I'm going to say they're great because I'm going to claim that. And sometimes you have to speak positivity over yourself. So I'm claiming it. Mm-hmm. So things around me are great. I got sound mind and body. I got the activity of my limbs. I'm here on the Six Sides Radio Network with my favorite people and, of course, with my king. And I'm good. And I am complete. All right,
Damn.
Queens, go.
Good afternoon on this beautiful, beautiful Friday. This is Evangelist Clayton. Helen out of Tallahassee, Florida. Amen. And I tell God, thank you for another opportunity to be with one of the hottest radio stations on your radio dial. Don't you dare touch that dial tonight. Don't you dare touch it tonight. I guarantee you that you're going to leave here with something tonight on your platter tonight. So don't touch that dial. My mental is wonderful today. I thank God Almighty. Amen. For the great celebration that we're having here in the Tallahassee, Florida area. African American heritage, amen, giving each and everyone an opportunity to come out, amen, with festivities on tomorrow, Saturday, the 24th of February, amen, Black heritage, amen, speaking on Black American and Black history, amen, going to be in the park, amen, so it's going to be all type of vendors that's going on and all type of speakers that's going to be speaking on tomorrow for American Black heritage. On tomorrow, celebrating here. This is just like a fair day here in Tallahassee. This is like the North Florida Fair, amen, where everybody come out and get a piece of the action. I am completed, and I'm so joyful for tomorrow. Cannot wait to hear some of our speakers and guests coming from all four corners of the world. I give God the glory and the praise. I'm so grateful to be here. Pray my continuously. And the Lord, and it's good to be here with the hottest station on your radio dial. Amen.
It sounds like this going to be fun.
Yay.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, this is Mrs. calling from the North Carolina area. Always here to put something in your ear.
I was
say hello, hello to each and every one of you.
I like that.
Hello, hello. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can.
Hi, everybody. It's Rochelle.
Hi.
How y'all feeling?
Hey, how you doing? Good evening to you.
Hey, doing pretty good, everybody. Feeling good. Mental check real good. Very rested. Focused.
Yes.
Happy to be here with the squad this evening. And looking forward to what I know will be a great show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Amen.
All right. Any more queens? If you press one, you heard your microphone. Hey, darling. How are you?
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Thank you. As y'all know, this is Miss Silhouette in the North Carolina area.
Ooh.
Just saying hello to you all. Glad to be back. Looking forward to the show. Yeah. My missile is great. I'm having a good day. You know, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. No complaint.
Amen.
Absolutely. And with that, I am complete.
Amen.
Good to have you back.
Welcome back, darling.
Thank you.
Any more queens? Hey, hey, hey. I know there's some in there.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello, Kelly.
Hello.
I am a 10, as always. I am a 10 because I choose to be a 10, okay? I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm phenomenal. I am. My family surprised me with this beautiful dinner to congratulate me because they weren't able to be there with me physically this weekend when I got my recognition. But I just feel wonderfully blessed, and I was able to still be able to make the show. And, AJ, guess what? I'm coming to Ohio. The diva is coming to Ohio. So stay tuned, and I'm glad to be here. And I love y'all. Looking forward to the show.
Love you, too. And congratulations again.
We love you.
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. I represent her for us.
We know
that,
you
that
did.
Right there.
Do it now.
There you go. 478, your mic is open. Thank you, baby. 478, your mic is open. You don't think you're ready?
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Huh?
Let's just keep moving.
Okay, it's all right. Any more queens? All right, well, kings, you're up.
Am I the only one is eating?
Here I am.
Okay, then. Better let somebody be known. Let it be known.
Yeah, I'm here. This is one of these days. I'm not feeling too well, look congested, but I'm grateful, I'm thankful, glad to hear everybody and, you know, and doing well and in good spirits. And my mental is probably about a good eight and a half, you know, dealing with my health and other life issues. But I'm grateful. I'm thankful to be here. And I don't want to start complaining, but God is good. And good to hear all of you all, and I look forward to the show. And y'all have a good night, good evening. I'm still here. I'll be here for a minute, but
you know you ain't going nowhere, my brother.
Right.
Nowhere. We know. As long as we got all these women around here, you ain't going nowhere.
You ain't going nowhere.
You already know.
Too much power in this choir, honey.
I'm trying to tell you.
It's too much.
Okay.
It's too much powerful plan.
We ain't playing
you
over here.
I'm just sitting on back and chilling. You is good.
Yeah. I've been here. I fall asleep listening to y'all beautiful ladies. So y'all go ahead.
That's a great way to, that's a great way to doze off, yeah?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
205, your mic is open.
Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Indeed, it is a pleasure to be able to come to Wet Wet. I mean, to AJ and the squad.
Whoa!
I was feeling calmed down, but when I heard Mr. Wet Wet, I went to a 10 plus. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so nice to be here with you. I'm completed.
We're glad you're completed.
Can somebody please get in the paper towel, some eggnog, please?
A bib or something, I mean.
Who said
the
bib?
You got
the bib
over there in the corner, so get you one.
What?
I just want to call
so
out. Are the Lockleys here? Did I hear them?
Hello?
Okay, come on. I thought I heard y'all. Come on.
Hello, everyone. How's everybody doing?
Hello.
Good evening. Yes, ma'am. We are as well. How are you?
We're blessed. I'm Cindy Lockley, the wife of Leslie Lockley from Tallahassee, Florida. And my mental is an 8, which is good for me. And I thank God he brought us through another day. And I want to take a moment out to let you know, you all know how much you're appreciated. And I'm more than grateful for Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad in Queens Court, the American Express, and I know that I'm blessed to have you in my life, or even our life, and we thank God for being, I thank God for just being the amazing people that you all are, and for all you do, and all the difference you make all around the world, and you're truly appreciated. So I just want to say a huge thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you so very much.
Amen. Indeed. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening, sir.
Hello.
How you doing, Queen?
Hello there, sir. How are you? Yay, me.
Oh, hey, that's two in a row. That's two in a row.
I'm defeated.
Yes, I'm here. I'm doing fine. How you doing, AJ?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Yes, sir.
Blessed by the best.
Yes, sir. I'm Leslie Lockley out of Tallahassee, Florida, with my wife, Cindy Lockley. And my mental is about an 8. And I'm excited about the show. You all are a blessing to me. And I really enjoy the hottest radio station in the nation.
Better tell them.
You better tell them, Mr. Lockley. Tell them again. I don't think they heard you. Tell them again.
don't think they heard you.
I don't think they heard you.
I really enjoy the hottest radio station in the nation.
That's right. That's right.
There you go.
That's right.
And real quick, I just want to remind everybody that these mics are now all open, those who have pressed the one. And we ask you to please be mindful of your background noise. These microphones do pick up everything, and I mean from your breathing to everything going on in the background. So please take into consideration those who are currently talking. Thank you.
Thank you, babe. Any more
could I ask you something real quick, please?
I got the one.
Wait 1 second.
Hold on, everybody. Queen wants to say
hello,
something.
Hello, Godfather.
Right,
that was a silhouette. I apologize.
Okay. No, I just wanted to say hello, Godfather. How are you, darling?
Oh. You know what? He's going to miss that, but he just left. And I'm going to tell him that's when he gets to leave. And see there? I'll let you know if he come back. But, yeah, he just dropped. Yeah, that's what he get for leaving. Uh-huh, see that? That's what he get. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Two-Piece.
Oh, okay. My mental's doing good. It's Two-Piece from South Carolina. Mental's doing great. Got a lot accomplished this week. And next week going to be even bigger with Black History Month being in a lot of high schools. I've been invited to a lot of things to do some African journalism. So it's going to be off the chain next week also. And glad to be here with my squad family. Complete.
All right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
You have to keep us posted with that. What you doing, sir?
Oh, yeah.
6-1.
Going live.
6-1-0, your mic is open.
Hey, how you doing? It's Fresh calling out of Philly.
What's going on with the Fresh? Good evening, sir. Welcome back.
Thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, what's going on? How's everybody doing?
All right.
Doing well.
Yeah. My mental's on 10. You know, I'm doing pretty well.
Hey.
Definitely feeling good. You know, I'm enjoying this this vibe that we got going on, so I'm enjoying the show tonight, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We have any more kings? Any more kings in the building?
Yeah, what's up, man? This is Jaree calling out of Oklahoma. Just want to say what's up to all the queens and kings online today. My mental is doing pretty good, fundamentally sound. So y'all be blessed just listening, enjoying the show.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that, Ja.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Ja. Thank you.
Hello.
Anyone else? All righty, Dan.
This is. Your mic is open.
All right, go ahead.
Hello? Okay, well, we're not going to do that, so we'll put you back on mute. When you're ready to talk, just let me know. All right, baby, go ahead. I think you're the last.
Good evening, everyone. This is AJ calling out of the great city and state of Cleveland, Ohio. It's been a regular week, you know. I take the ups, I take the downs, keep pushing, keep pressing. But mentally, I'm strong. Emotionally, I'm good. I'm glad to be on the 6 Hours Radio Network with my queen, with the squad, with all of our listeners. I appreciate each and every one of you, as I know everybody else here on the network does, for tuning in with us each and every Friday. And we appreciate each and everything that y'all contribute on the Facebook page, as well as the testimonies and coming here every Friday with us and just hanging out with us. We appreciate that. And with that, I'm complete.
We appreciate you, bro.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're glad everyone is doing well. Thank you guys for being here. Ms. Pride and Joy, do you have anything for us tonight, my friend? She said you put something you want to hear in your ear. You heard what she said. That's what you said.
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah.
Yes, I'm becoming giving you a little bit of Black history for tonight. On this day in 1950, legendary basketball player Julius Dr. J. Irvin was born, commonly known by the nickname as Dr. J. Widely known as Dr. J. Julius Irvin, an NBA legend who changed the game with his own unique playing style, consisting of spins and swirls in the air, was born in Roosevelt, New York, on February 22, 1950. Irvin attended the University of Massachusetts and entered the American Basketball Association in 1971 as a player for the Virginia squad. After two seasons, he went on to play for New York Nets until 1976, when he was picked up by the Philadelphia 76ers. The team soon became to flourish, with Irvin present, and the team took the NBA championship in 1983 and in 1987. Irvin retired from the NBA and was considered one of the greatest dunkers of all times in his professional career. In 1993, Irvin was elected into the Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame since retiring. As a sport analyst for NBC and pursue his business opportunity within the league, such as holding an executive position with the Orlando Magic. Black History with Dr. J. Irvin.
All right, y'all heard that. Dr. J, don't play basketball like he played basketball. Mm-hmm. Because he's doing all that showboating and stuff. No, they play ball, baby.
Yeah, that's right. They modeling now.
All right, Miss Stacy, you got anything to go with that? So we thank you guys. I see that our guest is here. We're going to get her ready for just a second. We want y'all to sit back and rest. It's going to be a phenomenal story, I'm trying to tell you. I ain't told you wrong yet. See, let's sit back and get comfortable. Go get your friends. Tell them, come on. We got room. We got room.
A prayer for you. I said a prayer for you today, and I know God must have heard. I felt the answer in my heart, although he spoke no word. I didn't ask for wealth or fame. I knew you wouldn't mind. I asked him to send treasures of a far more lasting kind. I asked that he be near you at the start of each new day, to grant your health and blessings and friends to share your way. I ask for happiness for you in all things great and small, but it was for his loving care that I prayed for most of all. Prayer for you. On this day, February 11, 1990, Nelson Mandela, released from prison after 27 years in 1977, Clifford Alexander is named Secretary Alexander of the Army during President Jimmy Carter administration, and becoming the first African-American to hold this office. Black History. On February 10, 1976, President General R. Ford issued a message recognizing Black History Month, becoming the first president to do so. The moment was decades in the making, becoming the first to do so. In 1975, President Ford signed a resolution of recognizing Black Awareness Week, urging all Americans to recognize the importance of contributions made to our nation, life, and culture by Black citizens. Now that's Black History.
Beautiful. Black History at its best. Thank you, Ms. Pardinger. Thank you, AJ.
Thank you.
So the moment we've all been waiting for, our guest speaker is here. So we're going to get her ready. Goddess.
Yes.
Would you mind to say, give us a couple of words about Ms. Colette, please, ma'am?
Of course. You want me to go now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ms. Colette is a phenomenal, resilient woman that has been able to overcome some amazing obstacles in her life and dominate and become a true leader in all that she sets out to do. Her spirit, her drive, allows her to be able to be a pillar in her community and a phenomenal mother, and she's accomplished so much. She's truly a divine person. To get to know her story is touching, and the way that she continues to rise above every adversity that she has faced truly makes her the definition of a phenomenal woman. She's a survivor, she's an overcomer, she's a healer, she's a motivator, and she's someone that I'm blessed to call my friend. I introduce to you guys Ms. Colette Charles.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. And after the next selection, next song you hear, the next voice you hear will be that of Ms. Colette Stroud. So sit back and get comfortable. Realize that you will hear yourself being put on mute. That's just to give her respect to have the floor. And we'll get her. And after this next selection, you will hear from her. Hear you, Ms. Colette Stroud. Yes. So give us just a second.
You're listening to A-Chaina Squad, along with the Queen's Court, here on the Six Eyes Radio.
I gotta be honest. I don't know. This time I don't have the answers. I'm just out here trusting God. Sing, Monica.
Why would I think that I can't handle this alone? When so many things in my life would go wrong. People I love made promises they didn't keep.
It wasn't the first time.
I should have known better.
Yeah.
I tried to do better. There was no one to blame but me. For the times that my faith wasn't there.
But you were.
But you were, and you told me you cared. And the lies that I did appeal to. And the pain that I cannot explain. So I'm just out here trusting God.
When I don't understand your plan for me.
And I'm just out here believing every word you promise me.
Yes.
And I'm just out here holding on.
That's all I can do. I won't give up.
And I won't. Give up on me.
Sometimes it's hard to believe. Life seems out of control.
Be still and know.
Be still.
That God
is in control.
Still in control.
It doesn't make sense.
Be still and know.
Be still.
That my God.
You might have to cry. But you gotta know.
Still in control.
God.
That was Trusting God by James Fortune and Monica.
So,
good evening, everybody. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Good evening, everybody. First and foremost, I'd like to thank AJ and the squad, Queen. I appreciate everybody here who took the time out to come and hear me tell my story. And Goddess, I thank you so much for making this connection. I appreciate you very much for my introduction. Oh, man, this is a great opportunity. Where do I start? Once again, my name is Colette. I'm 35 years old. As God has stated, I am, or I should say, I'm trying to be an influential person in my community. Each and every day, you know, I was born legally blind. For many people that don't understand what that is, I'd like to explain it as, you know, people see some people as being totally blind. There are people who have partial vision where they need to use glasses and things of that nature. I'm the shady gray area in between that black and white view that everyone has. And in that shady gray area, you have legal blindness where we don't see like everybody else. Imagine looking through a wet paper towel and trying to see things like light, motion, and everything else. That's how I see on most days. And that's on a good day. like I said, I was born legally blind. It is considered to be a genetic condition, but in a household in which I grew up, I didn't know that I had any differences. I'm the youngest of six children. My mom was visually impaired, but she would have never known it because she was so strong and withstood so many challenges that you wouldn't even have known that she was visually impaired. I have a sister that's 2 years older than me that's visually impaired also, so we shared that common likeness with one another. But in my household growing up as a child, I wouldn't really have considered myself to be any different from any of my other sisters because they didn't treat me like I couldn't see. They treated me like I was one of them, like, what we can do, you can do too. And there was times where it was like, I think they forgot that I can't see. But they challenged me, they pushed me, they motivated me. Like, my mom gave me limitless opportunities, whereas I had to be challenged. I had no choice but to try and thrive through it all. Like, you know, not being able to see wasn't an excuse. You know, there were challenges that I faced being bullied because of the way that my eyes are. A part of the eye disease that I have causes my eyes to move in different directions. So people always say, oh, can you see me? She's not even looking at me, but I'm facing directly at them, you know. So people can be cruel. Kids can be cruel. But I used my visual impairment as motivation for me to be able to thrive and do things more successfully. Growing up being legally blind was very tasking because in school you have adults and people who are supposed to encourage you and be leaders to you, teachers and staff, who weren't very encouraging. They broke me down. They told me that I wouldn't be able to do much of anything because I was visually impaired. So it was very demeaning to me, but thank God that I had the support system at home in the background. You know, it's just like a movie production. you see all the people on the front of the camera who's supposed to be, who's the primary faces in the movie, and you're like, oh, those are the people who's making it happen. No, it's the people in the background. It's the producers. It's the directors. That's where my mom and my sisters and my family members were to me. They were the producers. They were the background people. That's what kept me going for this movie of my life, you know. As a teenager, as I continued to grow up after losing my mom at 10 years old, you know, it was very difficult because my sisters didn't really know how bad it was for me not being able to see because they, you know, they didn't treat me any different, like I said before. So I kept it that way. So I always did things, and people did begin to forget that I had a visual impairment because I was so motivated and self-sufficient and independent to do things, and I wanted more. I wanted to not only prove to myself but prove to other people that even having this obstacle that I could get through it. I could do this. You know, I grew up in a neighborhood on Long Island where there wasn't too many black folks. So I did get bullied dealing with racism and things like that, along with me being visually impaired. The school that I attended in my teenage years, they weren't equipped or prepared really to handle someone like myself because they've never had someone under my circumstances attend school there. So it was a lot of push around and, oh, well, maybe she should be in special ed. And once again, the background played a major part because they had to let these people know, like, no, she doesn't need to be in special ed. There's nothing wrong with her, with her brain for her to function, to learn adequately like everyone else. It's just her vision. Like, let's get her some large print material. Let's get some magnifiers. Let's figure this out. But moving along, you know, as an adult now, I do have my own child. I had my daughter when I was 18, straight out of high school. I didn't know that I was pregnant, so she came as a surprise to me. When I found out that I was pregnant, I was already, I want to say, 7 months. I had just started college, and I got sick while I was in school, and I went to the hospital, and they basically were like, oh, you know, you're having a baby. I was like, who? Like, not me. Like, that's not possible. So upon that, they said, you know, either I was going to die, my baby was going to die, or we're both going to die. Because, of course, I wasn't taking any medications, no prenatals or anything of that sort for me to be prepared to be a mom, to have a child. My body was not equipped to do those things, and the doctors had me, I was scared. They were scared for me. Thank God, it was nothing but God, because I have some amazing prayer warriors that surround me each and every day praying. And spiritual warfare was real surrounding me, because from the day that they admitted me to that hospital until the day that my daughter came, it was trial and error. It was test, you know, but the grace of God each and every time, every moment. The day that my daughter was born, on her crib cart, instead of them putting her name, they put spontaneous delivery on her crib cart because they couldn't believe how successful my delivery was. I refused to take any medications that they wanted to give me. When I went into labor, I didn't know what it was that I was supposed to be feeling. I didn't know what to expect. I thought, you know, the pain that I was feeling, like, I'm supposed to feel this. Like, okay, I wasn't complaining. They came in the room to check on me. Lo and behold, the monitors weren't connected to me the right way. And apparently I was already having contractions and all of those things very close together, and they weren't prepared because they induced my labor and turned out the lights and said, you know, we'll be back in a couple of hours. It takes a while before your water breaks. It took my daughter 30 minutes. They came in the room, and they had to hit the emergency service because they were like, oh, my God, this baby's about to, basically out. Like, they're like, they're screaming at me, like, whatever you do, don't push, don't push. And I'm freaking out because I'm like, I don't know what's going on, like, you know. But thank God, my daughter, her name is Heaven. She's 17 years old now. So with God, all things are possible because they said that we both was going to die. 17 years later, baby, we here. My child is a senior in high school, and she's doing amazing things. And I'm so proud to say that even with me going through the challenges that I faced, being visually impaired with my own disability, I've been able to raise a child with the same legal blindness, with the challenges that she's faced along the way with her own vision and the decline in both of our vision. I've had 3 unsuccessful cataract surgeries, but I've come to the conclusion that my vision is my vision. And this is the way that it's supposed to be, because just like my pastor always says, when he shares his mic, he shares his influence. When I share my story, someone else will share their story because they won't be afraid anymore. And that's the best part about my testimony, because I know that once somebody is able to see that, you know, no matter what your circumstances, no matter what your visual impairment is or your disability, it's more than just that. It's a story. It's a testament for people to realize, like, I could get through this. The goal is to reach that light at the end of the tunnel. It's to get through. And sometimes you might get through and then something might pull you back, but you'll get through. You will always get through. And, you know, like I said, my daughter's a senior in high school now. Despite all of her challenges, you know, she's accelerated so much with dealing with her visual impairment, even with the decline in her vision right now. It's challenging, but I thank God for the village that I have to help raise my child, because I had an amazing village, and now she does too, and I'm so grateful. You know, in 2020, at the height of COVID, while everybody was going crazy about, you know, what they're going to do about COVID and worrying about not dying and PPEs and, you know, it was madness for everyone in the world. I was worried too. There was people who I know that was very, very near and dear to me and close to me that was dying, and it was a lot going on. And something else was happening with me. I was being challenged in my body, and I didn't know what it was. I kept on having these weird symptoms, and something told me to reach out. Well, I know now it was the Holy Spirit told me to reach out to my gastroenterologist. Just to rewind, sorry. Back in 2015, I had told my primary care doctor that I was feeling like when I swallow, like I had a chicken bone stuck in my throat. Like something was just, it was just always tight for some reason. She's like, oh, you need to see a GI doctor. Never heard of a GI doctor before. I didn't know what that was. I was like, okay. You know, she sent me to this gastro doctor, and he said that I had something that was called Plummer-Vinson syndrome, which is a very rare condition, hardly heard of anymore, where you have an overgrowth of tissue in your upper esophagus. And we don't want to have an overgrowth of anything there, because we need that to get air through. We need to be able to eat our food good, you know. But unfortunately for me, that was my situation. Now, as a child, I always had issues with being able to eat or take pills. And I always complained to my mom about it. And she was the only person who ever believed me that something was wrong. And, you know, she would take me to all these different doctors when I was a kid. They're like, oh, mom, she's a hypochondriac. She just doesn't want to eat her food. You know, she took me to Kings County. downstate, everywhere. They did not believe me. They didn't believe her. My mom died when I was 10 years old. So after she died, it was just like a lost cause. Nobody wanted to hear what I had to say. Thank God in 2015, my doctor heard me. She sent me to this gastroenterologist, and he found out about the Pluma Vincens. And with that, they were able to put a stent in my throat, which helped open my throat up more, where it made it a little easier for me to swallow food and, you know, things of that nature. Now, back to 2020, I started to feel sick. I didn't know what was happening. I started getting that weird feeling in my throat again. At this point, I didn't have the stent anymore. They only left the stent in my throat for about a year. So I started feeling, but this feeling was way different. It was much worse than what it was back in 2015. So I ended up finding the gastroenterologist's cell phone number because no hospital nowhere would take me because of COVID going on. They refused me. I called the doctor's cell phone. His wife answered. I begged her. She's like, you know, my husband is out of the country right now, but as soon as he gets back, I'll give him this message. I'm like, oh, my God. In my mind, I'm like, she's not going to give her husband this message. There's so much going on. She's going to forget about this. I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen to me. But God had a different plan. Apparently, she contacted her husband all the way in Yemen, got in contact with him. He called me and said that he would be back here that following week and that he was willing to see me with no problem. And I didn't even know what to expect. But I was like, but God, because there was not one doctor, one hospital during that time that was willing to even say, let me see what this young lady is talking about. I explained my situation. Like, something is not right. And they're like, no, we can't see you. And he said, as soon as he gets back, that he would be willing to see me. And I'm so happy that I listened to my body, because when he got the opportunity to see me, he did a, what is it called? Oh, my God. He did a, I forgot what it's called, where they put the camera down your throat, upper endoscopy. And he found a tumor the size of like a half of a lemon, basically, in my esophagus. And he did a biopsy. It came back that it was cancerous. And I'm just like, what do I do with this information out? Because, once again, it's the height of COVID. They're not willing to do much of anything. He said, Ms. Stroud, we're going to get this taken care of. He said, I'm going to contact some people that I know. And he got a team together of about, I want to say it was about 9 or 10 doctors. It was oncology, radiology, surgeons, students from Columbia College, the American Cancer Society. He got together all these people within, I want to say, a week and a half to be able to sit down and have a meeting about me. Why me? Like, you know, like, It was so many different things running through my mind, like, why do they care so much about me? And it was, like, I was just so amazed and stumped, because with everything else that was going on around me, I had tunnel vision in that moment, because I said, God, it's me and you, because everybody else is going crazy about COVID. I didn't tell any of my family members what was going on until the doctors gave me all of the information that I needed. So I just kept all of this stuff in on the inside, and it was burning me up, because I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen. Am I going to die? Like, what am I going to tell my daughter? And this is 2 weeks before Christmas that I got diagnosed. And I'm like, I don't know which way to go in this moment. I'm like,
Ms.
okay,
Collette,
I gotta. Yes.
Do you need a break? Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Just like,
no, it's okay. I'm like, you know, I have to tell my daughter what's happening. I was able to have a sit down with her. Unfortunately, it had to be the day before her birthday, but we had a conversation and I told her what was going to be happening. And it was just like, through it all from 2020 until last month when I got my final diagnosis, I did my final scans. I am currently in remission from being a stage 4 diagnosed cancer individual with upper esophageal cancer. I had a full esophagectomy where they had to remove my esophagus and pull my stomach up to be my esophagus, but nothing but the grace of God, I didn't have to have the feeding tube put in. I didn't need a crank. I didn't have to go through any of the steps that they thought that I would have to go through. This type of cancer is normally found in avid smokers over 40. I don't smoke. I've never been a smoker. I didn't grow up in a smoking household. So it's like, this wasn't for me to suffer. It was for me to share so that someone else can know that they can get through it too. The goal is to get through at all times. The goal is to get through. And with that, you know, even with me going through everything I went through in the last 4 years and getting diagnosed in 2020, going into remission in 2021, getting diagnosed in 2022 again, going into remission in 2023, here we are in 2024 and I'm still in remission. And last year I successfully accomplished getting my associate's degree. All by the grace of God. Thank you, guys. I appreciate everyone's time and hearing my story, and I'm open to any questions that anyone may have.
Give you a hand, another hand clap of praise. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. All right. So, I'm just going to put this out there first. We have a full house, and I do mean a full house. So we're going to take just a few comments or questions, and just briefly, we want to give everybody a chance to speak if you can. But we definitely thank you so much for sharing that. And I'm going to start with your buddy first. Ms. Scott, do you have anything for your beautiful friend?
Say that again.
I was asking Goddess if she had anything to say to you before she before I unmute some of the other people. We do have a full house, and so we thank you guys for being here with us tonight. Seven 7:04:43, your mic is open. It's okay. It's all right. We'll move on. We got plenty others.
Can I go?
Yes.
Colette, I love you. I love you. And you are an influential person already. You're not trying to be. You're there. And you're a survivor. I met you 2 years ago, and Colette was a beautiful spirit then, and she's an even more beautiful spirit now. We met on the Not My Eyes fashion show, and her daughter is truly an amazing young woman, and it's all because of the leadership that she had from an amazing mother. Everything that you have been through is for a reason, and you use your life each and every day to be a testimony of what is possible. I am forever grateful for the divine connection. I thank you for being there for me as a friend, and anything you do, you know I am always here. I'm always a phone call away, and keep on being unapologetically you and letting your light shine, because God brought you through each and every situation that you went through for a reason, and you don't do it for nothing. You share it, and you share it unconditionally,
And I love you. And continue to be that light that
shines
bright each and every day.
Thank you, Goddess. I love you too. Appreciate you very much.
Beautiful. 205-15, your mic is open. All right. $704.99, your mic is open. Hi, your mic is open.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay.
My bad. I enjoyed your testimony. It was very inspirational to me and encouraging. You know, especially the part when you was pregnant and it didn't know 7 months into your pregnancy. You know, that was amazing. And your whole story was just like, wow. I was like, really? I was on mute. You couldn't hear me, but I was steady talking, and like, this was very encouraging. And I really, really enjoyed you sharing that with us. And thank you so much for sharing
this
part of your journey. Yes, ma'am. And it was uplifting and encouraging to me. Yes, ma'am. You're very welcome. And I hope we can hear you again. Thank you so much, and I'm complete.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Oh, and I'm Tony. I apologize. I'm Tony calling out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And thank you all so much. You're welcome. Thank you again.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, ma'am.
Sweet now, Tony.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
336, your mic is open.
Hello. I really enjoyed your story. I just like the way that you kept going and going and going. You had so much determination in yourself. You know, sometimes people just, you know, they stop from the beginning and they don't try to go any further, but you continue to strive through. So I just thank God. I thank God for your story, because I hear so many stories, you know, different stories from different people being on the BLB. And I just like your story because it was different. It was different from everybody else's story that I don't heard. You had so much determination, and you had so much, it seemed like so much power, so much. Like you was running like a race or something to get there. So I just thank God for everything that you said tonight. And I truly hope, you know, that we again will be able to hear you again someday, that we'll be able to hear you again through you coming to, you know, talk at the BLB if you ever have time. I welcome you.
Yes, ma'am.
And I really enjoyed your story and would love to hear it again and love for you to tell it for those people can get inspired from you, the ones that are holding themselves back and not wanting to take that story, or somebody that's holding it back because, you know, they're scared what somebody going to say, you know, so you can just give them a push, because all they need is a push. If they get that push, then we can go, we can continue to thrive on and keep on going. So I thank you for that story. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Your mic is open, Ms. Sheila.
And I give honor to our Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit. We're by everything, and without Christ, we can do absolutely nothing. I'm Evangelist Clayton from Tallahassee, Florida, and I just give God the glory and the praise for the elevation, the priest that God had within you. See, it takes something to make something. It takes something to go through something in order to be a witness for Christ, in order to be a witness for yourself, to let you know that through Christ Jesus, you can do all things through him that's strengthening you. And without a doubt, you prove that tonight. And you stood in spite of what you've been through. And if you had not have been through anything, you're not able to tell anybody that you came through something.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get it on no matter what the situation or the circumstances are. You don't let your past define your purpose for not pushing forward. And that forward thing is so precious. It's so precious because you don't stop in, you didn't stop in your storm, but you kept it moving in your storm, and you came out of your storm. So I'm grateful for your testimony tonight. I'm grateful for what God has done, because I give all credit. I give all glory to our Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit for what He brought you through and let you know that you can come through if you just stand and you hold fast to God's unchanging hand. I'm grateful for your testimony. Continue to compel dying men and women, amen, that through Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. You're proving yourself time and time again. So let God continue to lead you. You continue to be the God in life, amen, that can encourage somebody else about somebody, that can save anybody, no matter what the conditions are, no matter what the situations are, no matter what the overwhelming are. You are who God says that you are, and you can have because faith stepped in and moved mountains. So go through your mountain and continue to persevere and press your way through and continue to be that light for somebody else. If He did it for you, what make anybody else think that He can't do it for them? You be blessed, and thank you again for coming here. Your testimony with
God. Thank you.
Don't give up, but you keep on pushing. Push until something happens. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Brenda Slayton. 803, your mic is open.
Hey, how you doing? This is James Peace Johnson from South Carolina. And I was truly, truly moved by your whole story and testimony. The whole time you were speaking, I was like, look at God. Look at God. Look at God blessing her. Look at God just motivating her. You know, I'm going to leave you with my favorite scripture, Ephesians 6:10. Be strong in the Lord our God and the power of His might. Because His power brought you through everything that you're going through right now, everything that's yet to come. Keep your faith strong in God, and everything's going to be just fine. Because God is able to do all things. Amen. And God bless you. Thank you again. Complete.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tiffies. 561, your mic is open.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, wow. By the way, Miss Collette, my name is Jairi, calling out of Oklahoma. Was really inspired by your story, tearjerk. You know, I'm like Miss Pride and Joy. I hear so many stories, you know, and they all touching, you know. But I just want to say, be blessed. Keep doing what you're doing.
You still got to put in there some rice. Take it out the case and put in there some rice when you get home. And that rice will absorb it, the moisture out of it.
Hold on, Mr. Tony. Mr. Tony, you need to mute your phone, sir.
I got him.
Yeah, you be blessed, Ms. Collette.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Guy. 216-64, your mic is open. It's okay, we'll come back to you. 205, your mic is open.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hello. I just want to say to Ms. Collette that I thank God for you sharing your story. What you just shared with us was so heartfelt, and I really appreciate you opening up to us on this night. And you're such a strong person, and I admire your courage and your strength. And I pray that each day brings you closer and closer to where God has meant for you to be. And I'll say to you, keep on praying, because without God, with God, all things are possible. So you be blessed, and you keep on sharing your story. And thank you for coming, and I hope to hear you again. And you just, you know, just take good care of yourself. And I'll
thank you so much.
God bless you.
610, your mic is open. Okay. 205-15, your mic is open.
Yes. I thank the young lady for sharing her story. I enjoyed the story. And it was amazing to hear her story. And I encourage her to continue to share her story, because it's heart-feeling and touching to many people. And I'm complete.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else? Anybody else? All right.
Before we finish, I forgot to mention, I don't know how I forgot, but I forgot to mention that I was also licensed as an evangelist in 2021.
I did hear. I did hear the question.
No, I said I forgot to mention that I was also licensed as an evangelist in 2021.
Oh,
God. That's why you knew who to follow. I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was a process. I was in here.
Yeah.
I was hitting and missing for years, but I got my
access. That's awesome.
Amen.
850, your mic is open, 850.
Praise God. Go ahead. This is Angela Knight.
Yes, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Praise God, I enjoyed the show as well, and I'm going to encourage you all to keep on. Let the Lord use you. We're in no last and evil days, and thank God for the testimony. Let's come together even more. The world needs God. They need to see how God is moving and the miracles he's working. He sees a miracle-working God. And in the last and evil days, we need to encourage everybody everywhere. Join in with the real teaching and the real anointing there. Because we're going to need it with the things that is coming forth to America. So thank God for you all. Be encouraged. Keep the show going and continue to give God the glory.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Again, there's anybody else? We got a few. Anybody else? Okay, if no more. AJ, you have anything to say here?
Yes, I just want to say to Ms. Collette personally, as well, thank you for your courage, for your strength, for coming through tonight here on the 6 Hours Radio Network and giving us such a great testimony. I know everybody from the squad, the Queen's Court, everybody here on the podcast tonight, really appreciate your time. God bless you. That I'm complete.
Thank you so much. Thank you for
You're
having
welcome.
Me.
Anybody else? Anybody else? If you would like to speak, press on. Go right ahead. Okay. I forgot I had switched phones, so I didn't know my number that I was on. But I wanted to say thank you so much for your story, your testimony, and I pray that God continues to bless and keep you. You know, it's a lot to come on here and, you know, tell, you know, your personal life. And I'm thankful to God for encouraging you to do so. And I just pray that God continues to bless and keep you.
Thank you.
Amen. Anybody else? Remember, if you want to talk, press 1. And we'll open up your mic. Okay. Well, if that be all, I just want to say, Ms. Collette, thank you We've bounced around with this for a minute now, but it happened right when it was supposed to happen. So I thank God wholeheartedly for you being a willing vessel. And that was a strong, 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 powerful story. And I thank God that he's got you where you are now. And like we talked earlier, the whole visually impaired community is just so amazing to me now. And you guys never seem to cease to amaze me, you know, the things you're doing and just living life normally, you know, why not? But I just want to thank you definitely for coming on. Thank you for being the mother that you are. And it's just amazing to me how so many people in your family were. And I don't know how that really genetically goes, but I've never really heard too many people that say, you know, their families is, right. So when you were saying that, you know, so many people in your household were, I'm like, wow, that's amazing. But then look at all, y'all all persevered. So I thank you for sharing your strength with us. Thank you for touching somebody else, because you did. We're heard on several different platforms.
Yeah.
So you touched somebody. Somebody heard that. Somebody heard just what you said. So I thank you. If we can ever do anything for you, you know where to find us. I'm so proud of who you're becoming, who you are. Just be you. Like God has said, unapologetically, be you. So we love you. We thank you.
Yes,
and if we can do anything for you, you know where to find us. So, again, thank you.
Thank you. If anybody wants to reach out to me.
Yes, ma'am. Put it on.
If anyone wants to reach out to me or contact me, my Facebook is Colette Stroud. My Instagram is _lovemealive1. Or you can also find me on Instagram at _nextlevel5.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Anyone
else?
Thank you, ma'am.
Why don't we pay a bill real quick?
All right. We thank everybody for being here. We had our full house. We're going to get this bill paid. I know AJ probably got some stuff up his sleeve. I know he do, because that's just how he do me, y'all. So I know he got some stuff up there. So we're going to get that, and we're going to pay this bill first.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
Hello, this is Tony calling out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome to AJ and the Squad in the Queen's Court, Six Eyes Radio Network. Thank you all for coming. We greatly appreciate all the support. And remember, God is love and love is God.
Yo, you got a problem? Let me help you out. No matter what that problem may be, just know that it's okay to have a problem. And you need to let somebody know. And it's simple, you know, your phone. Hit 988 and get that help that you need. Tell somebody, a friend, family member, church member. Or you can come right here on the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad. Every Friday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, along with Queen's Court every first Friday. And we do mental health check. Let somebody know. And we'll do our best to get your resources of numbers that can help you out. And may the Lord bless you. And we will continue to pray for you.
You're listening to A in the Squad.
along with the Queen's Court here on the Six Eyes Radio. Radio. Network. That Was Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher by Jackie Wilson.
What would it be like if we didn't have something to entertain us? What would it be like if we had nothing to listen to? What would it be like if we didn't have AJ and the squad? If you've never listened to this broadcast, oh, what a lot you have missed. So when you're sitting alone on Friday night and you're feeling all right, tune in to AJ and the Squad, and you'll be glad you did. It's just one black man's opinion. I ain't lying. How sweet it is.
All right. And that was the Man of the Squad. All right, all right. Y'all all sounded great. I like it, I like it. Again, thank you, AJ, for another wonderful creation.
Anything I can do to help?
Yes, sir. So keeping it Black History Month, we know that it's about to end, but as we always say, Black History is always, all the time. So tonight, Miss Destiny from Virginia, that's with an I, not a Y, would like to tell you about someone who has made Black history. And Destiny, are you there? Are you ready?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. Like to say, this is Destiny calling from the state of Virginia. I had the pleasure of talking about Hadia Broadbent. Hadia Broadbent was born June 14, 1984. She recently died February 20, 1924. She was an American HIV/AIDS activist. She was a little girl, some of you may remember, that appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show when she was 11 years old. They did not find out that Hadia had AIDS until she was 5 years old. She got sick when she was 5 years old, and they took her to the hospital, and come to find out she had AIDS. She was born with AIDS. Her mother passed it along to her when she was born. But through that, that didn't stop her. She did many things with Magic Johnson. She did many things with him. Mm-hmm. As I said, she appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show. She also appeared on Good Morning America many times. She was just an outspoken young woman. They didn't expect her to live past 5 years old. And God had other plans, you can tell, in her life, because she just passed away at the age of 39. She was a bright young woman. She was a very smart young lady, and she also was the daughter of, I'm trying to figure out what her mother's name was. Her mother's name was, oh, goodness. I can't even remember what her mother's name was, but like I said, she was adopted, and her adopted parents took great care of her. I hope that her family has my deepest condolences, and I wish her family very much luck in the days to come, the years to come, and to keep her memory alive. Thank you once again. This is Destiny.
Thank you, Destiny.
You're welcome.
I remember when you were talking about that little girl, because at the same time there was a little Caucasian woman named Ryan White, who was also dealing with AIDS.
Oh, yeah, friends.
And they, and they became the best of friends, yes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We thank
and
you.
And on the Oprah Winfrey Show, she talked about how she had been losing her friends, and that was the hardest thing, getting friends and having to lose them due to death.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. That's all right. Well, we thank you for that moment. Did y'all know that?
You're welcome.
Like, was it no moment? So did you guys know that baseball legend Jackie Robinson had an older brother named Matthew Mack Robinson, who broke the Olympic record in 1936 in a 200-meter dash? However, he lost his silver medal because he finished behind who else? Jesse Owens. So I don't know if you guys knew that Jackie Robinson had a brother that also made the Olympics, but of course Jesse Owens is the fastest one. So he lost his record to him. So just a moment of Black history. I bet you didn't know. So we wanted to also let you guys know that starting next Friday, which is the Queen's Court, we will be moving same time, same day, just a different phone number. AJ, you want the honor of taking it? Because your voice just carries, and they just, gravitate to you. So you want to tell them about that for us?
As Queen was telling everybody, next Friday, the number will be changing. Same place, same time. It'll just be a new number. And the number is 515-605-9340. Once again, that is 515-605-9340. Same time, same day. Friday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please come out and continue to have fun with us each and every Friday.
Did I tell y'all, see? Yeah, he just pulled all that out there. Will you repeat the number?
Yes, the number is 515 605-9340.
Thank you, got it. And share that, help us pass it around, get the information out. We have a lot of support, so we want everybody to know where they can find us. They don't think that we just left them again, because we're not going to. We don't plan on it. So if you guys will help us spread that out and get that number out to your friends, family, colleagues, and so forth and so on. We also have been able to find us on iHeartRadio. Woo, woo. Yes, yes, that's right. Another platform, iHeartRadio. Put in Six Eyes Radio Network, pick your show, and there we are. Yes. You will definitely find AJ and the squad, as well as the rest of the staff and the crew and the groups of the Six Eyes Radio Network. Also, Alexa, Evangelist Clayton, do you want to talk about the Alexas?
Amen. Truly, truly, if you have an Alexa, amen. All you have to do is tell Alexa, Alexa, play Six Eyes Radio podcast.
Getting Six Eyes Radio from iHeartRadio.
There you
continuing
go.
Continuing AJ and the squad.
There
you
go.
Can also ask to play the latest
Boom.
Episode.
2024. We've got a great show. Go tell your friend, get the snaps, come back and sit right here. Right here. We got
right there.
For everybody.
That's all you got to do. Alexa, pause. And you can pause it and you can go back. Go get your snacks, your drink, go get your whatever you got to go do, bathroom breaks, whatever you got to do. Just talk to Alexa. That's your helper. I encourage each and every one of you, if you don't have one, go grab yourself one and just connect it. Amen. It's automatically will connect to your Wi-Fi if you get it from Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
Get your Alexa and tune in. You dare not want to miss your Friday night special. You dare not want to miss it. AJ and the squad in Queens Court. Amen. We just look forward to hearing you. And you and you tell somebody. We run and tell everything else. Run and tell that. And don't you be with us. Amen.
And for you iPhone users, we forgot about you. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts. So you can just put that in. Agenda Squad will pop right on up. So you ain't have no reason. You have no reason. No reason.
No.
Not to hang out with us on Friday night. There's no reason.
No reason. No reason.
That's right.
No reason. That's right, baby Tara. No reason.
You have no reason.
No matter where you are, you can tune in.
Right.
That's
I know
all
that.
Right. Right.
Okay.
That.
Even on that Facebook.
Say that, baby girl.
They're going to be global. Okay. They're
okay.
Global.
Yes, ma'am.
I get done.
You better say it.
And then we got the Facebook page, we got the Bitmoji, we got the OneMobile services. There's no reason you can hang out with us and connect with us. There's
no
reason. I'm giving a shirt, they're just going to say no reason. There's just no reason.
No reason.
I'm not going to let you give me one. There's no reason.
No reason. That's it. Okay.
So does anybody have anything? Wait a minute. Hold 1 second. Okay. Sorry if I missed you. 561, your mic is open.
Yeah, I accidentally had hung up and called back.
Okay.
But what about the flip phone users? What y'all got for us?
I mean, you know,
I'm just messing with you.
Call somebody on three-way.
Call
somebody on three-way.
You know, some flip phones do have
we
that
got
capability.
We going to help you.
I'm just messing with
you. We're going to pass the offering plate.
We'll get you there, okay? Yeah. We'll get you there.
We're going to tell you. Yeah, we're going to tell you what to do. Just flip it over. Just flip it over.
Tell them, Mama, flip it over.
Just flip it over.
That's cute. I know a man that still uses a flip phone, and it's still so small. He keep it in his little shirt pocket. You know, he's an older man. He still got shirts with little pockets on the side, on the front of them. So he keeps his phone in one and his little notepad in the other. I said, all right, well, whatever works for you.
I ain't gonna lie, I do. still got a flip phone that working though.
Wow. Does anybody have anything else? Anything you want to discuss? Anything going on in your life, your neighborhood, in the news? No? Create over there, see if somebody got something they want to play for us?
No.
Well, we do. Thank you, guys. Don't forget, next Friday is the Queen's Court. I'm at the new number. So come on over, support AJ and the Squad and the Queens as we're stepping on out and empowering women, empowering each other, lifting each other as only we can and only we have talked to do so. So don't forget, next Friday. AJ, what's happening over here tomorrow? I just like to get him to say stuff. He got that voice about him that just makes things just sound just like you want to hear it.
Okay. Hello.
Make sure everybody remembers. Call. Hold on real quick.
I'm just making him talk. I'm no good. I'm not right.
Let me clear my throat.
Just want to remind everybody real quickly, every Saturday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on the 6 Hours Radio Network. Make sure you call and join Six and the Crew every Saturday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on the 6 Hours Radio Network.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Will that number be changing too, or just this one?
No, there was this one still be up. We just won't be over here. So we just still
okay.
You still be able to catch some shows over here. We'll just be moving to another number.
All right, thank you.
So it's still all to be the 6 Hours Radio Network. So support.
Can't get enough of that.
Anybody?
You know the sign writer said, if we move, you move. So when we move, you move with us.
We move just like that.
Just like that.
Just like that.
You ain't moving on up, is it?
Yeah, to the deluxe apartment in the sky. Yes, we are.
When you move, we move. Just like
that. I see you over doing
the I was about to do a two-step in there somewhere, just like that, you know? Mm-hmm. Little cha-cha-cha.
I thought I'm going to shoot
Right. See, then it was called the hustle. All these electric slides and all that. That was number to hustle from back in the day. That's all it was. A couple different little moves to it, you know. But it was the hustle from way back in the day.
The hustle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just
learned
it a little bit.
Well, you know, I'm a little seasoned. Well, I thank God for sound mind.
That's it.
Hey, don't y'all forget to hit us up on Facebook, post live content. You can show yourself, not show yourself. Just post live. Hit us with some Black History moments. You know, anything that's going on in your community of positivity to help encourage. All right? Thank y'all very much.
Thank you. Yes.
All right. Good evening, everyone. This is Queen Nye. I'm the station manager for Station 1 and Station 2. So AJ and the Squad is moving over to Station 2, which is why you have the different number. Everything else on Station 1 is still the same for now, but there's going to be some changes there, too, coming in March. So we have two numbers. So just so you guys are aware, for Station 1, 424-243-9617. And Station 2 is 515
Oh,
well,
you're getting this. I'm still trying to get it, too. So much to remember. But it's, what is it, 515? How did I forget this number? Just like that.
I don't know. They said gave it. They said gave it out.
My apologies. Can you give it again? Do you have it handy?
The number is 515-605-9340.
Yes, 605. Yes. I could not think of those numbers, but thank you so much. But, yeah, you know, we just need to support both stations, so feel free to come and check out other shows as well. And we thank you guys.
Thank you, thank you.
All right, awesome show. And see you guys on the flip side.
All righty, ma'am. Thank you so much.
All right.
That's Ms. McHale. That's the station manager. Thank you so much of the Six Sides Radio Network. Appreciate you, ma'am.
You're very welcome. All right. I'm chiming out. Have a great night, everyone.
All right.
Thank you, too.
Be blessed. Amen. Thank you. You too. You all.
Anybody got anything else? Anything else? Evangelist Clayton.
Yes,
ma'am. That celebration that y'all are having tomorrow, is it tomorrow?
It's
what is
tomorrow.
That? Is that a, is that actually a name for that?
It's called the African Heritage Movement.
Okay.
Which they're from the different universities and so forth. Cum laudes and all of those are going to be performing, and we're going to have artists there, and just going to be a good time, you know, from the various colleges, universities, schools, and bands. Different bands are going to be performing as well too, for Black History. And then we. Having our mayor, amen, the speaking, and just there's so many other phenomenal people that will be speaking as well too. It will be a fun day. It'll be like a fun day, you know. So giving everyone, you know, an opportunity, those, amen, that has short stories, amen, and so forth. They're going to be telling the short stories and books and so forth, writers and so forth. So it's a phenomenal thing. It's a very phenomenal and a big thing that goes on in Tallahassee. But it's going to be at the park, at one of our extravagant parks. And it is really, really, really going to be a beautiful thing. And everyone is invited. Amen. And I know that it will be broadcast on 96.3 Jam station here in Tallahassee, Florida, with none other than the great, great, great Joe Bullard. Amen. From Cumulus Radio Broadcast.
Okay.
Tune in. Y'all tune in. Tell you to radio tune in to 96.3 GM here in Tallahassee.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if I make sure a little Black history with y'all.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Coming from the state of Florida. Did you know even Florida is one of the oldest Black incorporated municipalities in the United States? Incorporated in 1887, it is one of the first towns established by African American freedmen. For y'all who don't know what the freedmen is, those are the Blacks that was held enslaved by the Native Americans, the Indians. So that's a little bit of Black history for you, right there, for y'all Floridians.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay. Anything we can find out is great. Anything is important. So thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, sir, for that. Is this 404, your mic is open? Okay.
That's Queen 9.
Okay. 216,
no
your
problem.
Mic is open.
Why, hello. Good evening, and congratulations.
Hello.
How's everyone?
What's going on?
Six Eyes himself, the founder of the Six Eyes Radio Network. Thank you, sir. How are you this evening?
I am blessed. I am blessed. Congratulations. You all have a fresh set of mugs over there. Yes. So congratulations.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
Pride and Joy is gone, but if any of you guys know about HBCUs, Winston-Salem State University in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, actually performed in the Super Bowl this year with Usher. So if you look at that again, and the band you see in there, that was the Winston-Salem State University Rams band out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Wow.
Yes, wow, yes. Go Rams.
Cool.
Woo-woo.
How sweet it is.
How you doing, Godfather?
Hey, I'm doing fine, man.
All right. What's going on there, Jack?
Good evening to you, sir. How you doing?
I'm good. So what was the big thing about Usher and Alicia Keys? what was that about?
Well,
now.
If you really want to know.
If you really want to know.
But nobody.
So, Alicia Keys is, you know, she's married. Usher has actually gotten married recently himself before the game. And they performed, and there was a lot of touchy-feely going on, and, you know, some people didn't think it was appropriate, and some just thought they wish they could have been Usher. Some wish they could have been Alicia, you know. But Alicia's husband was okay with it. He said, you know, it was for show. He didn't think nothing about it, and they haven't really said anything to Usher's wife. She hasn't really spoken about it at all. But I mean, they were close. They were definitely touchy feely. I guess it's just wherever your mindset is, you know. So.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. And I think they compared it to when he performed with Beyonce, and she did some of the same moves, but he didn't actually touch her. He kind of, like, put his hand like he was going to, or maybe pretended to air hug her or something. And so, but with Alicia, I mean, he was holding her.
It was all over, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Yeah, he touched that right there. So.
My. Okay. All right, Usher. Well, thank you for that.
They should be a little bit closer, too, because of the Atlanta ties. I'll just say that.
Yeah. So.
Where to go, Usher?
Everybody know. Of course, her husband's watching, so she shouldn't have did this, that, and the third. And to me, I think that's just that. To me, just myself. It was almost the same as if you're married to an actor or actress and you're sitting there watching their movie and they're kissing somebody on the movie. I mean, are you going to get mad at that? But that's their role. You know that was going to happen sooner or later. And that's just the way I look at it because I guess I'm not too, I guess the word, I don't want to use insecure, but concerned. Let me use that word, concerned.
Right.
But, you know, if you're sitting there watching your husband or your wife in a movie and they're in a romantic love scene, are you going to take that person? You're going to get mad about that? Or do you just realize it's just acting? You know, it's performing.
I mean,
it's the business.
Yeah.
So.
It's a check. Yeah. It's a check. And she's coming home to Swiss Beats, so, you know.
Somebody's got something about that. Who wants to say something about it? Who wants to say something about
it? I'm complete. Love you all.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Yeah, I just want to say it's a pleasure being able to come on and kick it with y'all kings and queens tonight. Y'all be blessed, man. It was good enjoying the show.
We appreciate you.
Thank you, Ja. Thank you so much.
All right, Ja.
But y'all have a good night.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. Well, if it be nothing else, AJ, you ready to shut us out, babe? Close us on down. And we thank you guys again for being here with us. Thank you for spending your Friday with us. Hope you had a wonderful time. Great story. Awesome people. As they say, phenomenal woman. I like that word. I forget word now.
Phenomenal.
And join us next Friday, Queens. We'll find out the rest of the phenomenal women.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Another wonderful show. Great job, guys.
You've been listening to another phenomenal episode of A Chain Squad, along with the Queen's Court here on the Six Eyes Radio.
Hello, this is the Queen from the Queen's Court on the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad. Please join us every first Friday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as the women empower each other. Come spend your Friday night with us right here with the Queen's Court.
Thanks for tuning in, America. See you next Friday. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.